Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
I know you said it, girl.
Jimmy Cash.
Yeah. Ooh.
Say woo.
Break it up.
Share and care with love all through the land. We educate. Communicate and collaborate.
Say what?
We
give,
showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
Say what?
Good evening, hi, good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from. You're waking up with Linda Mac Shan. We want you to stay safe. Stay strong, stay observant, and more so, stay kind. This is Mind for Monday. We're going to be short and sweet. We got a great topic here, and Tiffany with an eye is going to come in and give you some planet facts here about this moon. We got a new moon here. And this show is being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, an organization that helps you reach your goals. Workshops, training, education, but we focus here on our youth. It is Mind for Monday, and our topic today is demanding versus commanding. But before we get going, we want to send prayer and good vibes out, because Mother Nature is moving out there from coast to coast. From the rains, from the floods, from the heat. I know I'm hot over here, and I don't deal too well in heat. So just keep yourself hydrated, and just stay in if you don't have to get out there. And I'll share this with you. No matter what the circumstances, you should never concede defeat. Never conclude that you have reached a dead end, that everything is finished. You should possess a glorious future. And precisely because of that, you must persevere and study your life and everyone else's. Life is eternal. We need to focus on the two existences of present and future and not get caught up in the past. We must always have the spirit to begin anew from this moment, to initiate a new struggle each day. And it's some struggles going on out there. This double strike is happening, still no negotiations out there. I want to say to all of those voices, be safe, be strong, and make those commands out there. You know, it's like, how can I say it? When persons do not hear your demand or choose not to hear your demand, you have to move into command. And before we get going, Tiffany with an I will be coming on, giving us some input on that. But they've got to listen to this. This is what we all have to move on. Be safe out there. We'll get back.
Yeah.
Welcome in to Mindful Monday. That's right. Stand up. See it. Speak up and speak out. You must do what you must do. Some people think this is being kind of political, but you know, all of us are political because this is all of our lives out here. And we believe in each one teach one. Okay? So on top of the day, demanding versus commanding is something that Tiffany with an eye is going to come on and share with me, and Tiffany with an I is with us at this time. Tiffany with an I goes under her motto as I see it. I strategize it. I change it, and I complete it. Tiffany with an I, good evening for Mindful Monday, and welcome in to you today. How are you?
Well, good evening. Good evening. How are you? Thank you for having me on your show. My voice is a little scratchy, so excuse that. I've been talking all day.
Okay.
Not that I don't. So, yes, thank you so much. So today is Monday. Isn't that wonderful? Mm-hmm. A lovely Monday. And today was unlike no other Monday for me. I had to get up and get out of the house.
Okay.
I had a, you know. So I had an appointment, so that was good. And so, you know, usually I'm doing a little self-care, I'm taking care of myself, I'm being mindful that it's Monday. And, you know, I had a reminder that it was Mindful Monday as I was out and about. I saw a license plate that said Mindful. So it is.
Okay.
So perfect, because we are supposed to be mindful, and as we talk about being mindful. You know, the planets are shifting.
Yes.
And we have a new moon. A new moon in Cancer.
Hmm.
So it's interesting. So you, in this month's astrology, you know, it's a comic, there's cosmic transits and shifts, you know. So you've got the nodes changing signs, you've got the launching of a new series of eclipses that will take us through 2025. You have Venus descends to the underworld to her retrograde in Leo. And to top it all off, there's a new moon, of course, in Cancer today.
It started today.
Yes, it did. It started today. So a Cancer new moon is typically a cause for celebration. And I love that. I love to celebrate. So how about starting off Monday with some form or some type of celebration, right? Not that you haven't celebrated all weekend, but, you know, you take that into Monday with this new moon. So the new moon in Cancer is in the water sign, and it's at home and at one of its most powerful nurturing states.
Mm.
This moon embodies the Divine Mother, right? The essential directive for any Cancer is to give. A mother gives all the time. She gives her time. She gives her energy to everyone. That's what a mother does. So on a base level, a Cancer or anyone who has the sign of Cancer must establish a sense of safety, nourishment, and security for herself and loved, and for her loved ones. So that's what it is, you know, a mother caring for her loved ones. And it's a very, you know, Cancer is a water sign, and water signs tend to be more emotional than, you know, the others. And so we're going to go into a deeper level, you know, of this, you know, this is like the mother's milk. You know, Cancer's belonging, you know, the context of DNA passes down to make every new arrival know that they have come home. So that's what Cancer's about. The sign of Cancer is about home, security, nurturing, all that, and that's what a mother brings. So this new moon is going to be pretty good. It might be a little intense because as we are in a water sign, you know, there's a lot of emotion connected, so it can get a little rocky. You can, you know, actually feel it more than others when you are in the sign of Cancer. Everybody feels it anyway because our emotions are tied to it, but people who are in the sign of Cancer, born in the sign of Cancer, may experience a little bit more and a little bit more deeply. So this new moon in July, or in Cancer, sits in opposition to Pluto in Capricorn, the planet of transformation. So look out. It might be, like I said, it might be a little rocky. Transformation is always nice. But in this sense, Pluto likes to dig to the root of an issue. And when a new moon in Cancer is in the equation, the issue at hand is likely manifesting in the form of deep hidden feelings. So again, you've got the water sign. It, you know, Scorpio is a sign that deal, you know, they go deep. They go deep. They're very emotional, most of, you know, and they go the depth of their feelings. So this is what this is representing in this new moon in July. So you have Pluto's journey in Capricorn, and in its final degrees, it's been in the goat's domain on and off since 2008. and it's challenging power dynamics and the institutions that enforce them. So we're coming to that place where we're looking at things and, you know, what's governing what institutions are, what's happening. And as you see the world, how it's shifting, you know, people are looking at it and saying, you know, I don't know if I want, you know, I don't know if I want this platform, if I want to stay on this platform. You know, I was having a conversation with someone today, and the platform, you know, of the corporations and how you had to work and what you had to do has totally changed. And everybody's realizing that to some degree, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this, like I said, this is a new moon, and they're often associated with times of germination, manifestation, and, you know, it has potent energy to bring something into fruition. And it,
okay.
And this moon, new moon in Cancer in July, is no different. So with Pluto involved, it's going to be intense. Don't worry, you know, all new moons are, like I said, in the beginning, we're going through all these shifts. We have a retrograde, we have eclipses, and those are strong energies. But we're going to have to, you know, go in and with the right introspection, you know, we'll unlock the dynamic power and nourishment that we want to come to light. So I think it's going to be a good one, and we should, you know, embrace it as we embrace all new moons.
Yes, well, you know, I know that you bring that planet back here, and I say, well, I got to have some kind of input to put in. But what I'm hearing here is this new moon is about nourishment, gratitude, and connectedness, okay? And as
mm-hmm.
I was digging in, that's connectedness with yourself and others. And what I just want to kind of like end this with, you know, we all have to heal. And like, you know, new moons, like you say, the intensement out there, and look what's going on. We got a double strike. We got people walking in the heat, but they mean what they mean, okay? So that's why the topic came up demanding and commanding, because, you know, we have to heal, and structure and support of community is needed to heal, and that's a big community out there. They're moving on that sidewalk, and our roles that we share and the experiences we share together, we can protect, promote, and we can make progress. So this particular strength of this energy that's out here is falling right in track with what's happening here. And that's why I had a topic. I said demanding. You know, give me Tiffany with the Nine. Thank you for bringing us that planet back, because we know we have to get that information from you. I tell everyone, you know, if you think those stars out there just blinking, think again. It's something happening, and we're all part of the universe. So when we speak of demanding and commanding, or demanding versus commanding, what comes to your mind with those two words? They're similar, but yet they're different. Can you kind of like share with us on that? What do you feel about that, demanding versus commanding?
I feel demanding comes from a negative space because
mm-hmm.
you don't know. So you're
mm-hmm.
demanding something that you're in fear of something, a result. You know, I'm demanding this because I fear the unknown. Now, commanding is totally different, and there's strength in commanding because you know that whatever it is that you're asking for or whatever a result you want to achieve will be achieved because you're commanding it to come forth with strength, with conviction. Demanding, I believe, is a negative, can be negative because it's derived from fear. It's not like you're demanding. When I think about a demanding person, I often think about an angry person. And when people are angry, it's because they're trying to protect themselves or, you know, they're fear-driven. So You know, those are the differences for me, demanding from fear and commanding from strength. And that's totally, you know, those are totally different positions.
Well, I like the way you versed it, and, you know, we go quick over here. It's like my statement, as I stated earlier, and I've been saying, you know, since this dual negotiation is happening out here, it's about collaboration. One can't move without the other. And when you demand, whether it's an angry nature or whatever, people get tired. Iron wears out. And so when there are those out there who choose not to hear those demands and give you the feeling that they don't matter, okay, then you move into that command mode. And just like you said, in order to go into command, you have to have sense and conviction in order to do that. And it just came about, you know, I said, that's strength out there. That's strength in numbers. That's conviction out there. They mean business. And like I said, structure and support of the community. You have to have that in order to heal. So I'm glad that you brought it that way because, yeah, demanding individual walking in, beating on something, and this, yeah, that's from anger, and it turns people off. But when you command and you're in that command mode, you are going to move with conviction and nothing is going to take you off your goal. That is the difference. So I just, you know, me real quick over here, we don't have time to be writing blogs and putting all them words out there because people don't have time to read them. And when you move directly from your heart, heartfelt is going to hit at any time. So I'm glad that you brought it like that because, yeah, demanding can steer from a negative state, you know, fear of the unknown. But when you command, you don't care about what you're getting ready. That's how I was speaking with Professor Berg, our light coach that comes on, and we were speaking of animals, and she made the statement, Linda, how does dogs act? I say dogs are totally focused, and they're into you. You're everything. But because, you know, we go to a lot of competitions and a lot of camps, and they're out there. You know, there's winners out there. But my statement to her was that you cannot beg or demand a dog. You have dogs move on command only. They see your strength. They see your conviction. They're totally focused in on you no matter where you are. They are focused, and they hear you. So it was similar to your statement, you know, but I like that demanding comes from a negative space and the fear of the unknown. And command comes from strength and conviction that you're not going to let anybody take you off your track, no
right.
matter how long it takes,
right.
no matter what you have to go through, because you're commanding. You know, it's just like asking for a sandwich. If you say, oh, I'm so hungry, I need a sandwich, you're going to get what they want to give you. Could be tuna, could be whatever, peanut butter and jelly. You just ask for that sandwich. You're demanding that sandwich. But when you step up and say, no, I want that brisket sandwich, lean with fat and with mustard and onions, that's what you're going to get because you know what you want. You know, we're formed about knowing what you want over here. And you command that that's what you get. And when you're commanding, your energy is of such that either they will give or not give and get angry and you won't get anything because they cannot understand that strength. Or you get what you want. So I'm so glad you shared that. Yeah, that's what I wanted to talk about today. You know, we short and sweet over here. It's Mindful Monday. It's hot. And I'm smiling, and I like to write, and I'm saying, wow, you know, they're not walking on the red carpet in the evening gowns and the bling and the tuxedos. They're walking in shorts, flip-flops, and water bottles because they mean business. And they should mean business because without that, you have nothing. The actors
right.
do not have, the writers have to write for the actors. And I, you know, I can go into that mode, and most of the CEOs don't even know how to write a title. So what is this? Okay? time up.
Right. And I think it's time.
Yeah.
No, I think it's time. And I, you know, in that creative space, because the creative arts often go unnoticed. You know, it's like you don't make it until you're dead. And then everyone's like, oh, look at the painting. It's worth millions of dollars. And this person, you know, but throughout the person's life, the artist's life, they went through, you know, all this trial and tribulation. And when they die, they're just, you know, everything comes together at the, you know, it's just like, okay, but why can't we celebrate that while people are here? Because, you know, you look at a story or you look at a movie and, you know, it's amazing because people write differently and they have different interpretations and, you know, they can take you to places and experiences that are common to you, you know, but they can, and, or, and they write it so well. Like, I love a movie that's well-written or a book that's well-written, and you know. But I love a movie that really takes me out of reality for a minute and takes me to another place and, you know, and really look at things or put a different, gives me another perspective on life. And it's just very interesting how you see it through the eyes of other people as they write it. Because, you know, it, you're writing from experience, but you're also writing from your soul. It's a very, writers are very soulful, you know. They have to be around water. They have to be around creative people, you know, with the same energy. So I just love the arts, and I think that we should acknowledge them because that is where our critical thinking skills come from. So the creative people are the ones that are that have the solutions to the problems of the world.
Yes, yes. But they don't get credit for it. And someone, like I said, that can't even write a title or whatever, gets up there, flip it around, and try to make it their own. No, this is a collaboration here. This whole society is a collaboration. That's why we say each one teach one, okay? The gentleman that came on with us on Friday, you know, he's a nominated candidate out there.
I'm still talking about him.
Oh, yeah, I love him. I love him. It was such fun. And then listeners, if you didn't listen to the Friday show, listen in. Okay, we had Mr. John Yee with us, and he's running, and he's a beautiful person. He's a convicted. He knows what he wants, and he knows what's going to get done. And it was a pleasure speaking with him, you know, a new freshness, okay, because you have to be a commanding individual to get things what you want. You can't go out there demanding because you have to deal with, that's a personality disorder, but you have to command, and you have to command with strength. And it makes a difference. So, Tiffany, with an eye, you know, this is Monday. We short and sweet. I just want to thank you for taking out time. You had to get out there and do what you had to do. I've had some pretty exciting things happening with this new moon. I mean, it's taken off, you know, the nourishment, the gratitude. And with this new moon, I was thinking about it, you know, it's steady. You have to have a steady need to be needed. So it's a collaborational type thing with you and your community, with you and yourself, with you and your family. This is a powerful thing out here. And I also was reading that, you know, the new moon in Cancer creates sex magic. I'm trying to figure out what that means, okay? So I'm going to have to go see that. I'm saying, what? It's sex magic for all time.
That's the first I've heard of that.
No, in new moon in Cancer creates sex magic. That's woo. Okay. Well, I got to dig a little bit deeper in this, but this is a time for digging deep. I participated in a. It was sort of a lecture, you know, and people were spilling out their hearts and people were being very, very honest. And I kind of like gave an explanation. I said, but what's on the surface, we have to dig deeper, okay? So my last statement then was, I got some bulldozers for sale over here, and who wants to be the first buyer? Because you got to dig deep. And this new moon in Cancer is bringing out all of this. This is a negotiations that's needed between the unions and the people. It's at the right time. Everything seems to be moving in sync. And I can tell you, I'm getting a better understanding of commanding and demanding, and when the demanding is versus the commanding, and what can happen. So that's why this title came in here. You know, get on me all the time about my one word, but that's the way it is. People don't have time. You put it out there because you're here. Yeah, it's like, nobody's going to be reading all that. Okay? And I like, and you know, I'm a critical thinker, so I like to make you think anything. You know, what does that mean? Then that way, you know, you come on, I come on, we have our other hosts that come on and bring it the way that they bring it. We just do it that way because we want you to T-H-I-N-K out there. We want you to move that blood through those cells in your brain, not just get up out of bed and stomp on the floor. Our wake up means wake up the brain, okay, and pass it on. Each one teaches one. And on that note, we're going to close out Mind for Monday. I appreciate you so much. Demanding is a negative approach, whereas commanding is strength and conviction. Did you hear that out there? Strength and conviction and repetition, and never, ever, ever, ever be defeated, and never take a step back to retreat. It's all about the forward movement. We're all about waking you up. We want you to stay safe, stay strong, stay observant. And more so, stay kind. I'm going to close with it. Tiffany, give us something for this Mind for Monday. Stephanie will is back. She'll be with us on tomorrow. And Thursday, we'll have Cross Country Connect with our life coach. And that title is going to be Live Your Mission. Okay, and that's a good one. And then find it out by people in the air. Yeah. So I kind of like give you an upfront information, get yourself ready, and keep in mind out there that these shows are fine. All you have to do is go to Google and hit Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan, and you can listen to what we're doing because this is online. About a lot of our listeners are not on Facebook, but that's no excuse. You can still go back because we're here to take care of self, place, and the people. We share and we care and we drink many, many topics, and guess what? We love doing it, and I hope you love us doing it out there. Tiffany, give us something about the tape, what you want to tell us, so I can let the people go, let you go, and extend my appreciation out there to you again.
Oh, thank you. I just want to say be mindful, you know, as there are going to be some intense moments with the energies, and just channel them in a very positive way. So if there's aggression, you know, and somebody is aggressive or demanding, you know, turn that into a commanding action or a, oh my God, I just have an assertive, action.
Okay.
So,
okay.
And just, you know, just relax and go with the flow and just be mindful that there's so much going on out there, and we'll get through it. But it's timely.
Oh, yeah.
Everything is so timely. So, and I'm just, you know, I'm grateful, you know, every time I come on the show, I'm grateful for our listeners, and I want everyone to know that. Because without you, sometimes I go through my own trials and tribulations, if you will, and challenges. And then, you know, I'll come on the show and all will be right with the world.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
I want to thank all the listeners for that, helping
well,
me
here.
Get through my own life.
Oh, yeah. It's not easy smoothing. We ride some rough ways, you know, along with everyone else. But I enjoy doing this because I have to keep myself balanced. And this keeps me balanced. And I have to stay on top and heal with my words, my actions. And while I'm healing others out there, I'm also healing myself. And we know that everyone that participates here feel the same way. We're heart felt and we're authentic. Nobody's trying to impress anybody. We're just bringing it to you. And our statement is, when you light a candle for another, your path becomes brighter and wider. And each one teach one. So on that, we're going to say, be mindful out there, everyone. We love you, Tiffany. We love you. And I'll be speaking with you later. Please connect back with me. I have some interesting stuff for you, okay? Real interesting.
Okay.
So I will talk to you later. Love you. Love you.
Okay.
Love you.
Thank you.
I never thought the sun would shine my way. All I've known is empty promises and pain. I need a way out, some type of escape. So I take refuge in this place. Even though the road to glory seems long, the fire in me could win a marathon. Even if nothing you can't overcome. If you dream, then you can do anything.
Can't win, believe in you can go where you've never been,
and you can fly high with the strength of all.
We care, share, we love all through the land.